From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Over 100,000 chemicals that were brand new to the planet have been introduced in the last 60 years, and every week we learn some new way in which they affect our health. I know from experience. As a public health doctor for 15 years, I investigated poisoning outbreaks from pesticides and other chemicals in California. I also worked in communities where there were high rates of cancer and birth defects. One of our biggest obstacles was that while we often knew how much of these chemicals were in the air and on plants, we rarely knew how much ended up in people. When I worked on poisoning incidents, such as the spill of metam sodium into the Sacramento River in 1991, I was asked by people who had breathing problems what to expect. Their doctors wanted to know, too, how much were people actually exposed to? Back then, we had no way of knowing. Over the last decade, however, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta has developed new lab methods to measure small amounts of chemicals in the body. These tests offer solid help to scientists, doctors, and to all of us about which exposures we should be concerned about. But we need more than just national studies. California uses more pesticides than any other state. We need to know more about exposures and risks in Eureka, Fresno, San Diego, and everywhere in between. The good news is that California is on the brink of introducing studies like these. They're called biomonitoring studies. The California Senate and Assembly have passed legislation requiring a state program, and this bill is on its way to the governor. The bill gives California the tools to examine chemicals in people, not just in the environment, and to inform people who provided the study specimens of their own results if they want them. I worry that some lobbyists want to see the governor veto the bill because they want to limit the chemicals that could be looked for and then to keep that information from the very people who donated the specimens. I don't agree with this, and fortunately the bill does not either. The people of California need to know the environmental chemicals getting into our bodies. This should not be a secret. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Richard Jackson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.